We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, the top line, Omar Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Nikva Kinapo. This is referring to the Gageres, which is in English called a trachea, it's the windpipe. There, the halacha in the Mishnah is that only becomes a trefa when it's nifsak beruba, gets sliced, it gets snapped in half, and it has to be more than roif. What happens if it has a bunch of little holes? A bunch of little holes, let's say in one tabas, it's a bunch of little holes. All together, those holes all together equal up a shear of roif. So, and it looks like a sieve. A bunch of little holes, it looks like a sieve. And the halacha is that according to Rav, he says that it's all mitzdarf l'roif. It's all mitzdarf l'ruba. Nikva, kenapa, if it gets holes like a sieve, mitzdarf and l'ruba. It's mitzdarf to roif. Most of Rav Yirmiya, it has a kash like this. There's really a mishnah later on that says that the shear of a hole in the gageres is actually a iser. The mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet says that what's called, it says sometimes if it's nikva as a hole, it says ve'iluk sheres behema nikva gageres oishenistika. That it's kosher by a behema if it has a hole in it, in the windpipe, or if it's cracked. Ad kamatechzer, ad ki isatalki. Isatalki is the size of a coin. So it really says over there that if you have a hole the size of a coin, that's another way to pass the gageres. So the question is, you're saying here kanapa, it's mistarif l'roiv. But why don't you say it's mistarif to a smaller shear, to the iser, to the shear iser? Masi rav yirmiya. That means usually when you have a crack in the thing, it's not doesn't have as big size. It's just a crack. It could be mamish touching each other, but it's cracked. But here we're saying a bunch of holes. Let it be mitzdar after the sheer iser. Now, how do you know if something like a sieve can mitzdar after the sheer iser? We'll show you. Most of Rav Yirmiya uve gulgoyles shiyashba nekev echod oruch. This is talking about a skull. Legavi tumas oil. If it's a skull, it's matama b'tumba oil. So what's called a chasar in the shadra? If it's missing the shear, it's not considered a full skull. So it says, if it has by a neck of, the neck of the shear of a makdeach, which is like an awl, makdeach shareifim, an awl used by reifim, a certain shear, a certain round shear, so then it's not considered a good skull. But it says like this, if a girl has by a neck of echad aruch, if it's long, it's not round, a filius by the kavim harbe, or if it has a bunch of little small holes, mitzdarf in lamoli makdeach, it's considered a tziruf to this shear of makdeach. Alma, given the shear of mali makdeach, lamoli makdeach, mitzdarfin. Since that's the shear, it's all the little holes are mitzdarf. Hachi nami, given the shear of kisir, the shear is a shear isir, like isir mitzdarfin. It's mitzdarf to the shear isir. So the kasha is over here, why do you have to say mitzdarf le roiv? Say it's mitzdarf le isir to the shear isir, which is smaller than roiv, which is smaller. Zavta Gemara, the whole kashrus doesn't start. Ishtemitzeh hod amarav chelbi amarav chama baguri amarav. He forgot what Rav Chelbi amarav chama baguri amarav says. He says like this, depends. What type of hole is this? When you have a hole, you have a crack. Is there anything missing from the gageres? Nothing's missing. Just got cracked. There's a different type of hole where something gets missing from the gageres. The Gemara's going to answer like this. When it comes, something comes missing from the trachea, then the shear is kisser. When something's not missing, it just cracked, then the shear is rife. And that's what happened over here. In these holes, kenapa, usually you assume a hole kenapa means it was missing those little holes. We were missing. No, it wasn't missing. It just got punched in, but it wasn't missing. So like this. Rav says, in the kavim sheshbe chasara, and when the kavim they have a chasara mistar from the kisr, v'sheim bem chasara mistar from the rubu, then it's mistar from the roiv. So that's the answer, very simple. That nikva kenapa, that's his mistar from the roiv, was talking about when it was not missing. Masha'inkein, the case of kisr is when it's missing. Now, Tosis does say that there was a little half a minute to this Rav Yirmiya's kasha. If you look at Tosis in Maskosh Tamitzeh, it says, Sokadayat Rav Yirmiya, that filled with a coven sheesh behem chisorin, comma, the mastar from Laruba. Why? I mean, they're not a kanapa. It says a sieve. The master can napa. But there's missing something, right? There's nothing there. There's a takam missing. Sheesh behem chisorin. So, and we answer the mice, no. That the reason why I use napa is just to show you that it was full of holes like a napa. But then the feed up shot, ishtemitze is shver, Tosis points out. It's not ishtemitze. He knew this right away. He just thought napa meant it was missing. Okay, like upon him. But something is very clear over here, that shear iser goes with missing, and the shear roiv goes with, when it's not missing, you have to have roiv. Now, when we say that all the holes are mitzdarif, does it mean just the holes, or all the space in between the holes as well? So Pashas Rashi's Mashma is only the holes themselves that are mitzdarif. Like Rashi speaks out on three lines from the top. It's not from on the Kavan Leruba. Ilu hein kulam mechubarim yachad. For all the holes in mechubar yachad, Yeruba nifsak and Yeruba nifsak. There's a treifa. So it sounds like from Rashi. It's like I learned Rashi, Rashash, and others. I learned Rashi, but Rashi's mashma. It's not matzdarif. The space that's whole in between is not matzdarif to the sheer right. It's only the holes in matzdarif. Huh?
What happens that it should be matzdarif?
Because since there's so many holes altogether, like a sieve.
There's so many pieces that are attached.
Right, yeah, but I didn't finish saying, but the holes are bigger than the pieces attached, therefore it's mevatel. Okay, so that's I'm pointing that for a reason. We'll see in a second. Om Rava Achan Rav Meshulam Levi. Nitla himenu ritzua. If ritzua is missing, mistarav is like a kisser. And this is very mistabro, because it was missing a ritzua, it was missing a little line in this trachea. If it's long enough that if you made it into a round circle, be kisser, then the halacha would be that it's mistarif kisser and it's halacha is as a treifa. He asked him the same shayla we have before. Where it was a member. Here is a shayla. He asked him, "What's halacha nikva kenapa?" Omalei hari omru depends. Nekavish yesh bem chesaroin. If it has a chesaroin, then mistarif like kisser. Then it's mistarif to shir isser. V'shem bem chesaroin. If there's no chesaroin, mistarif laruba. It's mistarif laroy. Very smack, very clear. Now, of course, what about oif? Ba'oif amai. Now, ba'oif, well, avada, if it's a crack without anything missing, so it goes aroif. The thing is, if it's missing, what do we say? Shir is ka'isser. Isser is huge. Oif's trachea is very, very small. The isser is around five times the round circle, the round part of the trachea. So it's impossible shir is ka'isser. There's no tzad. So ba'oif amai. Om Rav Yisrael Achmein, l'dim farashem ed Rabbi Eliezer. I'll tell you what the shear is. If it has a little puncture with a bunch of holes all together, so how do you figure out if you have roiv or not? Mekafloi umaniach ha'pikono. What you do is, you have this little part that's a sieve. You cut it out on three ends, and then you bend it down to cover over the roiv. You bend down to cover over the roiv of the kono. That's what you do. You cover it over there. So mekafloi umaniach ha'pikono. Sim choifas roiv ha'kono, if it covers roiv the kono, it's a treifa. Vim lav, it's ksheira. So what we do over here is like this, that Wavado, if it's not missing, then that's sheer roif. But here we're talking about it's missing. There's no sheer issa. What is a sheer? The sheer is that you look at this pot that has a bunch of holes in it, the sieve-looking piece, you put it on the round circle of the trachea, and if it covers most of it, then that's a trepa. The only question you'll have is, how do you do that? So Terry says you cut it around and you bend it down over the circle to see if it's covering it. The siman is like a nafya, which is a sieve. Just like you take a sieve, you cover over, you have a frame, and you cover it over with this netting. That's what you do over here. You cover over the circle with this piece over here. The only thing is, over here it's klar, that you're counting over here the spaces in between also. If you're doing that, the devil chap what you're doing. So you're measuring the roiv with the spaces in between the holes also. We just said before, you don't do that. You don't count the spaces in between. So it's a pella. So there's two mahalachim to answer this kasha. One mahalach to answer the kasha is that when it's a crack and not missing, then you don't count the spaces, you only count the holes. Mashenkin, when it's nothing missing, then you count the spaces, the space that's there as well, the salad as well. That's one mahalach. The other mahalach is, before we're talking about a behemah is much stronger, so it needs much more to make it into the treifa. Mashenkin, here's an oif, which is much weaker, there you could use even the space in between. So we have two pshatim to answer that kasha, either because oif is shvacher, or because there's a difference between chasar and not chasar. Zot the Gemara vayte, niftecha kedelis. Let's say it's not missing, but it's cut out a big hole, and it opens and closes. It flaps open and down. So niftecha gedelis. It has like a door. A piece of the tree got cut off, but it's totally voimed, like Rashi says. And I can close it, open and close it, but it's open for three sides. It opens and closes, but it's attached to one side. So what's the shear that you become a trade? For Rachman Kadesh Yikonis Isser L'Rachvay. Enough space that an Isser could go in L'Rachvay. Like Tosis explains, Pirish rochvei shel iser. Not that you put it in on the chudai, on the side. You put it in flat. If it fits in flat in this hole, a iser, then it'll be a treifa. Nistika. What happens if it gets a crack across the whole length of the trachea? Not the width of the trachea. The length of the trachea. It goes top to bottom. Yeah, from the neck going straight until the lungs. So what's the shear that becomes a treifa? This is the Gemara. I feel loy nishtar ba l'chol yachas l'mayla, v'chol yachas l'mato. Even if it's only a chulya on top, a chulya on the bottom, that's enough, it's k'sheira. Now what exactly is a chulya? Tub zot marashi. Either means one tabas in the beginning and one tabas at the end, or it means a chulya is called three tabas, because it means arrived from tzitzis that the on the tzitzis we have those five knots. In between the five knots we have these rings. That's called chulyas. So it sounds like chulyas is more than one ring. So therefore, you have sabi, three rings. Okay, we'll go with the pshat of one ring. One ring on top, one ring on top, bottom. That's enough to keep it intact and it's kosher. Now, what's pshat there? You get a long crack. It could be literally a foot long or 2 feet long. And when it comes to the other way, we say, right, what's the chilik? Zog Rashi posh the chilik. That if it's a crack, l'rachvay, so the front of the animal is pulling it this way and the back animal pulling this way, it's in a snap for sure. Mashenki, when it's on the length, so the two sides of the animal are making it, when they pull two ways, it makes it get closer together, the crack. When you have something with a crack and you pull on two sides, it'll make it bring it closer together. So here, it'll make it, if anything, it'll heal. So therefore, when it goes a long crack, as long as it's attached to two ends, then it's fine. If it's not attached to the ends, then it's too little, it's going to fall apart completely. But as long as it's attached to two ends, it'll stay intact. So Amru Kamedi Rabbi Yochanan. So he told us, they said this, remember Rav from Rabbi Yechon, ma chulya to come around. What's this chulya business? You need chulya? Ela'ema, I'll tell you even much less. I feel like you're starting by a mashu l'mayla, u mashu l'mata k'sheira. Even a mashu on top, a mashu on the bottom, that's kosher enough for to be not considered a treifa. And Amru ka'amei Rabbi Yechon, Shrei Rabbi Yechon, they said over this halach, Rabbi Yechon wanted to say mashu is enough. And they told Rabbi Yechon, no, Rabbi Yonah's son from Babel says the same thing as you. Rabbi Yechon used to be from Babel also, but he moved there at Shaul. But he said, Amru Kamed Rabbi Yechon, Shmed Rabbi Yonah, Hachi Omar Lu. He said the same exact thing, Rabbi Yonah. So Rabbi Yechon said back, wow, Yadin Cheran, Bavali Fushi Kaotaima, the Babylonians know how to learn so good. He said, Bashach, wow, they never learned very good over there. So that's, he was very happy. Rabbi Yonah also said, that way, it shows he knows how to learn. Because he has all you need is mashu in the beginning, mashu in the end. You don't need a chulya l'mat and a chulya mala. Tana Rav Chiya v'yaseh kemedi Rav Yechanan. Kolad tzavar kuloi kosho shchita. The entire neck is kosho shchita. Mitabas gedoyla from the big ring, which is on top near the neck. That big ring has cartilage all around, hard cartilage all around. Ad kamfei reya. Until the wings of the, ad kamfei reya atachtoina, until the wings of the reya atachtoina, the bottom lung. And we'll explain what that means in a second. Let's first start with the first half. It says, mitabas gedoyla. Zog Rashi, mitabas gedoyla. Rashi says that we know that that's a race of Yehuda Shita, but we learned before, Rav Chiya ben Tingnis holds, Meshipa Koiva L'mata. Even let it go even higher towards the neck, from the voice box, the Meshipa Koiva, which is that Koiva on top of the bass, even let it start from there. And where you go tall? You go tall, Kanfe Rea Tachtoina. I'm a Rava, Tachtoina Shiel Yaina, which means it's only Tachtoina if I hang up the animal from its hind legs on top. The way they hang up behemoths when they want to skin them and cut them up, they hang them from the legs on top. So they're hanging down. So the reya, when it's hanging down, it means tachtoina. It means you let it cut the kana until the first part of the lungs. If anyone has a picture of lungs, you see lungs have a bunch of different like looks like a piece of lettuce. A bunch of big pieces of lettuce. And this is the top piece of lettuce. Until there, it's called a kana. After that, it has a din of a reya. It's not the makom shchita. Even though it's still a kana, the kana keeps it going in. You can see the kana. It goes all into the middle of the lung. But once the reya starts, that means the tachtoina, where it starts, which means close to the part of reya, which is closer to the neck, that starts over there, that's what's really, I would say that's the elyoina. So he says, no, it's the tachtoina she elyoina. It's really the elyoina, but when you hang it from the roof, from the ceiling, and it hangs down, so then if you hang it from the ceiling and it hangs down, then that's the tachtoina. So that's the halacha. So the entire neck is kosher shchita. I spoke this out in a different shiur already, and that's why it's pasha hamaratzes. People say that a giraffe, you can't shecht a giraffe. You know where to shecht it. If I care, a giraffe has the most mokim to shecht. It's very simple. Where you shecht it from? Sheep koyv lemaila to the lungs. It's very easy to shecht a giraffe. It's almost impossible to mess it up. You're 100% can shecht a giraffe. And a giraffe is a kosher animal. The reason why I don't have a giraffe is because the meat is disgusting, and it costs $1 million to catch a giraffe. So it wouldn't make any sense to catch a giraffe, and that's why I don't have meat. Giraffe. Well, they don't have a problem with shchita because giraffe meat is not good. It's not fat. There's no fat, just skin. So therefore, they don't eat giraffe meat. There's no such thing. It's a folktale to say that you can't shecht a giraffe. Of course, you can shecht a giraffe. There's a lot of places to shecht a giraffe. But back to our Gemara, Amar Rava, Tachtoina Shehi Elyoina. Shani Aimer, Kosher Peshetes Tzavar of Aroya, Ovatsoy Tanis. Anytime the. So now, how do you know? See, that trachea goes in and out of the Reya, doesn't stay in one place because the behemoth sticks out its neck. So he says, when he's using his neck to pasture and eat, that's it shouldn't be an oinus. That's exactly the shear, where you know the end of the trachea is. What happens if the behemoth stuck out its neck extra? And like Toy says, we want to get a vegetable deep into the bar. And now the trachea got pulled out of the reya and I shechted it right down and there. So, but very close to the reya. Is that considered a kano or is that considered part of the reya? Take you, apply with a shayla. So it means like this. That's pashut, that if you pull out the neck, as you pull the neck a little bit to get the kano to come out, that for sure is not a good shechita. And anything that's regular is a good shechita. The question is, did it himself? That's the teku. That's the three levels. The kosher peshet savar roya, regular way eats, that's how far the kana is coming out of the lungs. That much for sure is a good shechita. If you pull it out and try to pull out the neck a little bit to pull it out, that for sure is no good. The shail is, on sa'at mamao teku. Yosef Rabbi Yechim Hashim Malakash, nothing milsa b'mnayu. Rabbi Yechim Hashim Malakash was sitting, and a halacha came out between them. What was halacha? Onas b'simonim, if you schlepped out the simonim, like we just spoke out, the shachat is a puzzle. Another halacha, nikav akana lamata menachaza nidin kareya. We know that nikav akana lamala, right, has a shear ke'isser, if it's missing. If it's not missing, a shear is roiv. The reya, or nikav and the reya, is a mashu, so it's a huge difference. So it depends where that reya with that windpipe got a hole. If it got a hole in after where the reya starts, it's a din of a reya. Nikav akana lamata menachaza, so then, nidin kareya. Once the chaza starts, that's, like Rashi speaks out, it means, mokav shein royal shchita, then nidin kareya. Once you mention the word chaza, we explain, what's the chaza that is given to the kayim? We know chaza v'shoik is given to the kayim. Where exactly is this chaza? Tana Rabbanan, Ezu chaza, zeh, roya is a karka lamata. That's the meat on the bottom, that when the behemoth is walking, it sees the ground lamata, but not the whole entire bottom of the animal. It's from the tzavar, ad tzavar lamayla, starts from the neck lamayla, ad hakeres, until the stomach. What do you do? Chaytich shtei tzlois m'shtei tfanis. You cut one rib from each side, v'elich v'elich, v'zeo chaz nit l'kahanim. So it goes until the keres on the bottom, and it goes on the top, it goes straight till the neck. So you start from the neck, and you cut till the bottom until where the stomach starts. And you cut with it the first rib. You get the first rib steak. The first rib steak on each side that you get, and then the bottom. The bottom, all the fat and the meat on the bottom of the stomach. That's all part of the chaza. Zot Gemara Vayta. It says in the Mishnah that when it comes to the krum, which is the brain of the mayach, krum is really the membrane around the brain. So when that gets a hole, the halacha is that's called treifa. Now, if you look at the picture, and you can see in the real picture, you can see it's very hard to see, but there are two membranes. The one membrane that's a little wider, and that's attached to the skull, and under that membrane starts the brain. Now, the brain has a bunch of blood vessels in it, has a little reddish tinge to it. It also has another thin membrane that's see-through the membrane. It makes it shiny. That's the second membrane. So really, the brain has two membranes. It has this shiny membrane, it has the top of it a little thicker membrane that's whitish. So which one gets a hole is a problem of a trefer. Ravish Mugam and Tavayo. Karma Iloya, the top membrane, which is near the skull, it's part of the skull, Afagav Loy Inkiv Tatoy. That enough is called a trefer, even though the second membrane, the clear membrane, does not get a hole. But Amri Lo Ad Inkiv Tatoy, the membrane, this clear membrane, has to get a hole as well. Both of them have to be punctured through and through to make it into a trefer. Om Rav Shmuel Achmeni, V'simonech, and the simon is, for the second man of the yom, a chaita means a bag, a sack, the mastach be'mayicha, where the brain is in it. So it means you need a hole through the shiny part as well. Om Rav Achanam Shmuel Levi, if you want to see these two membranes, it's very hard to see on the brain, like we just spoke out, very hard to see, but kenegdo be'tzim nikar, if you take the azachar of a behemoth, they actually have in Rabbi Lach's book a picture of a goat, so there, there's two membranes. It's much easier to see the two membranes there by the beitzim. You can see two membranes around the beitzim of a gedi. Omer Shuman Pazi, Omer Shuman Levi Shmar Kapara. Moyach, komash begder nidik moyach. Whatever's in the gder, whatever's in the skull is called a moyach. Now the same brain matter that is in the brain comes out into the chut hashedra, which is the spinal cord. It's the same matter. So how do you know what's called moyach and what's called spinal cord? They have different shiurim. Spinal cord has to be snapped right. So what's called a spinal cord? What's called a brain? So moyach, komash begder nidik moyach. Whatever's in the head is called a moyach. Hiskel limshayach. When it starts coming out, getting smaller into like a chut, into a thread, nidik chut hashedra. That's called a chut hashedra. Omehecha mask limshayach. When does it start getting into a thread? There are like two beans. Top on base now. Yes, menachem apiyakdeira. In the back of the head, again, it's very good if you have a picture, that there's two beans on the back of the head, and between those two beans comes a little pipe, and that's where the brain starts turning into a chut. Yes, menachem apiyakdeira. Now, pilim lefnim, whatever's in front of the pilim towards the head, kilfnim, that's called the brain. Now, pilim lechutz, anything with pilim to the outside, kilchutz, that's called the chut hashedra. It's different shear. One's a mashu, a whole mashu, one's rife. I don't know exactly the din of the pilum, in between the pilum itself. In between, there's something in between there also. Umistavra kilafnim. It's mistavra, that's like the moyach, the brain itself. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Badik Ba'ifa, he checked the bird to see if it also has something there to tell when the brain starts, much smaller everything, where the brain starts and where the chutashara starts. But Ashka Kamin Shnei Pilum, it's not the same. But it has like two pilum, Munacham Apiak Deira. By the head, there's also two pilum. It's different. By the behema, it's on two sides. You have two sides, these beans. Mashaka by if it's attached. But there's a little bean there also. It looks like two, maybe a little bit. And that's where the brain ends, and that's where the chut hashedra starts. And we're saying the pilum atzma have a din of a brain. So therefore, this is klar, the halacha of the brain. Again, the brain has two covers, two membranes. We hold, you have to have a hole through both of them, even the shiny membrane. And then we have, where does the brain end? And the chut hashedra starts, it's from the pilum velamata. The pilum itself has a din of the brain.